For the next 30 minutes, you're about to learn everything happening in the fine city of Delaware, Ohio. Time for the Delaware City Digest with your hosts, Lee Yoakum and Bob Hoganson.
Thank you, Mark. It is digest time. Happy Friday, everybody.
Crowd goes wild.
Maybe an 80-degree Friday. I'm
how
excited.
About
I am
that?
Fired up. Yeah. Robert, how are you?
Good morning. Happy Friday, Delaware. Happy Friday, Lee. It's a beautiful, beautiful day in paradise.
Well, it's getting there. So we're close. So, yeah, how was your week?
Week's been good. Weekend should be good. All's good. How about your week?
Well, good is covered, so all was fine at Fortress City Hall. Everybody behaving themselves, and lots going on in the city, though.
Nothing says good weather, good times, and good fun like the dog park opening today, Lee.
Oh.
That is big news in the city.
Oh!
Yeah.
You have a dog?
I do. Me and Dexter, man, we'll be at the dog park hanging out.
Fifi. No, it's
Dexter. No, this is a man dog.
Okay. All right. So lots to cover today. We have special guests in. Our good friends from Helpline are here today.
VIPs?
Yes, VIPs. Daisha Darby and Christina Jones are here. We're going to talk. It is April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. City Council recognized that Monday night. And Helpline does so much with this issue every year, all the time. And we're going to talk about it today and this month and year-round and why it's important and how much Helpline helps the community on this particular issue. But ladies, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. It's good to have you both on. You have your, I see the boss is over here in the corner keeping an eye on things. Tamika's here as well. Yeah, she thought she could avoid us, but no, there's no way. So anyway, looking forward to this conversation. So all that, but Bob, before we do that.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin.
Get a little headline news.
The news wouldn't be the news without the news.
Let me tell you, I got some news for you.
Americans heard the news and went wild.
All right, thanks Lee and Mark and Daisha and Christina and the whole crew here in the studio. Tamika, you two. It is time for your Delaware Daily News. Today is Friday, April 18th, 2025. Well, Lee, let's start with Oak Grove Cemetery. How about this? Oak Grove Cemetery is now an accredited arboretum. We're proud to share that the City of Delaware's Oak Grove Cemetery has received national accreditation from the ArbNet Arboretum Accreditation Program. I know you subscribe to their emails. And the Morton Arboretum.
The e-news is what you want, man, well, when it comes to ArbNet.
The ArbNet guys, you don't want them to come into your door every day either. That's e-news is fine. With over 600 trees.
Is that a maple I see out there?
Anyways, there's 600 trees and 38% canopy coverage. Oak Grove is not only a place of remembrance, but also a vibrant natural space that supports wildlife, seasonal beauty, and community learning. A big special thanks. Oh, it's already off the rails. Goes out to our friend of the show, Cemetery Administrator Amy Wright, for leading this effort. We love Amy. Appreciate all she does. Residents are invited to celebrate the accreditation on next Friday, April 25th, with an 11 a.m. tree tour and a noon dedication and tree planting. Enter through the cemetery's Liberty Road gate. And if you tune into this show next week, that's right, Amy Wright will be on the show to talk more about all the great things going on at the cemetery, including a monument cleaning workshop that is coming up. And it's not just Arbor Day that is coming up. It's also Earth Day next Tuesday. And to celebrate that event, we will have our annual tree plantings at Smith Park. Hunter Smith, our esteemed arborist, will be on hand along with Delaware Area Career Center students and OWU students to plant 50 bur oak saplings and 50 bitternut hickory saplings. Both are native species to Ohio. The plantings are part of the city's overall goal to have a robust and well-managed urban forest. Okay, staying with our Parks Department and probably a couple others here, we still have seasonal summer positions we are looking to fill ASAP. If you are looking for some summer work or know somebody, a kid maybe, that is looking to build up their resume, we are a great place to start. Positions open now include a golf course attendant, lifeguards, Parks Department laborers, public utilities positions, and working in our streets and traffic division. Go to jobs.delawareohio.net or check out our Facebook page at City of Delaware for more information. Of course, there's also full-time jobs posted there as well. And finally, yes, in the studio with us this morning are two all-stars working to make our community a better place. Daisha Darby, she's the Director of School-Based and Community Prevention for Sexual Abuse with Helpline. And also Christina Jones is here. She is the Sexual Assault and Victim Services Coordinator for Helpline as well. Of course, April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and we will get to all that they're doing to educate and support victims of sexual abuse, assault, and harassment. We'll get to all that after the break. But also, Lee, before I send it back to you, we want to do mention, again, the dog park it is opening today. It's at 840 Mill Run Crossing. That's behind Kohl's. 5 acres, I guess. That's tremendous. That's a big park. It's been closed since February for turf restoration. And also, if you'll notice, driving along William Street, Lee, a bunch of the curb cuts have been taken out. You'll see a bunch of yellow caution tape. That is to replace the curbs at intersections to make them ADA compliant with ramps and such. Lee, back to you.
A bunch? Could you define what a bunch is?
Less than 100, more than 10.
That's probably accurate. Yes. Somewhere in there. That's nice.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
Specifics, yes. That work is taking place, and we'll probably go through the end of May. And, you know, the reason we're doing that is we'll be paving William Street here this year. So it makes sense to do that. This is sort of the prep work leading up to that, is to get the curb cuts and the ADA ramps all in fine shape so we don't have to go back after we pave and tear it up again.
Yeah, so there's some torn up stuff. So watch that first step, because it's a doozy.
It is a doozy. A couple other things, Bob. You know, street sweeping is underway.
Sweeping McSweep face out and about.
Gosh.
I've seen him.
Next to Arbnet. If you haven't seen the street sweeper,
wow,
that is excitement. You want to plan your weekend around it. But street sweeping is underway. We'll be probably wrapping that up next week. It's about a 5-week process. Is your neighborhood being swept? You can find out by looking for those designated signage at the entrance to your neighborhood or your streets saying when the sweeping activity will take place. If it is, please remove your vehicles from the road so we can provide curb-to-curb service. Also, yard waste has returned, right? Or yard waste collection, man.
Hey,
it's like
nothing screams city government like yard waste and street sweeping, man.
Well, nothing screams the spring and then, you know, yard waste and what is it, Capistrano's bat returning or the buzzards to Hinckley, is when yard waste returns, we know that.
Like the return like the swans of Capistrano.
Yes, that's it. Swallows, I believe.
Swallows,
yeah. Swans, same thing. But anyway, yard waste collection has resumed, Bob, and please, if you do dispose of yard waste, make sure you're only putting yard waste in the bins or bags. No TV sets, no tires, 2x4s, things like that. We want it strictly as yard waste, and that keeps everybody happy. So that's about it for the news. But yeah, we have a great show. I'm looking forward to the next segment. Daisha Darby and Christina Jones are here with Helpline. We're going to talk about Sexual Assault Awareness Month and how our community can get involved in the services that are provided. So looking forward to that. All that and more after these messages.
And back we go to Delaware City Digest on My96.7.
Thank you, Mark. It is Digest. I'm Lee. Bob Hoganson over there. And with us today from Helpline are Daisha Darby and Christina Jones. Daisha is the Director of School-Based and Community Prevention. And Christina Jones is the Sexual Assault and Victim Services Director. And it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And again, I mentioned if this was recognized by our city council on Monday night. And I think maybe for those listening out there, it is not a topic we hear about, nor do we like talking about, but it is an important one. And in Delaware County, and talk us through what kind of numbers we're looking at in Delaware County and the services that Helpline provides.
Okay, so I will start it off just by saying that thank you for having us being here. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and so Helpline is leading the charge in bringing awareness, education, and healing to our communities. We know that every 68 seconds, an American is sexually assaulted. So when we educate people about consent, healthy communication, and bystander intervention, we can prevent violence before it starts in a culture of respect and care. And so, and I'll have Christina go into some details about the SARN program.
Yeah, thank you, Daisha.
So this year's theme, if you've seen any of our wonderful marketing advertising stuff around, is Together We Act, United We Change. And it's really about the collective power we have to create safer and more respectable communities. You know, sexual assault happens to anybody, anywhere, at any time. And this includes non-consensual sexual contact, abuse, assault, and harassment. And as you indicated, a lot of people don't like to talk about those things, but we need to, because we know that 8 out of 10 rapes are committed by someone that they know. And when we also think about where does it happens often, 55%, near or in the victim's home, the place that you think should be the safe place. And so it's not, this whole month is not just about raising awareness, but also uplifting survivors' voices, especially those who are most vulnerable among us. We know that 70% of people who have sexual assault happen to them do not report it to law enforcement, but that increases to 77% in rural communities. So it's really important to create this awareness and educate and train, and then more importantly, have people know who Helpline is and that we provide such great services for survivors, as well as educating those within the community and in the schools. And so some numbers here are 4,095 SARN emergency on-call hours provided by volunteers to survivors. 158 survivors were helped through our SARN, that's the Sexual Assault Response Network program, and our 24-hour rape crisis hotline with 41 co-survivors served. And last but not least, 39 survivors and co-survivors were supported with hospital or law enforcement advocacy. So we're doing stuff in the community, and it's really important.
So, you know, I am a creature of culture and television and movies, and we think of sexual assault, it's a mugger in a park or a parking garage. As you said, it's 8 out of 10 are they're known to each other.
Yeah, it's not stranger danger.
Exactly, and all of this awareness is so important. And just these numbers. Now, this is just in Delaware or your support area, correct?
Yeah. So SARN support, or we provide services to Delaware, Morrow, Wyandotte, Crawford, and Union counties. And the education is then provided in Delaware and Morrow.
And someone listening today that has been a victim of this, what can they do today?
What they can do today is if they need immediate assistance, they can call our 24/7 crisis hotline or a text line. And there will be a hotline specialist that will be able to assess their situation, find out what the root cause is, and what do they need right then and there. Again, if there were somebody that had a sexual assault that happened right now and they needed somebody to go with them to the hospital, we have advocates 24/7 again that will go to the hospital and help them through that process, just of support, giving them guidance, providing resources in the community while they're having that forensic exam. Nobody has to, when they come to us, we will not report to the police if they don't want, but if they choose to make a report to law enforcement, we'll go with them, hold their hand through that process. Again, we have one-on-one support and healing workshops. We also support co-survivors because there may be trauma involved there as well for them. And then again, we're always providing those connection pieces for them to get the help they need if it was with a therapist or somebody else within the community to assist them through that healing journey.
So I know obviously a big part of all of you do, obviously responding to incidents, as you said, but also education. And I want to ask Daisha specifically, as the director of school-based programming for sexual assault and abuse. You know, I remember growing up and maybe just having like sort of the sex ed class on like the birds and the bees, but I don't particularly remember any kind of education about sexual abuse or sexual awareness or anything like this. What do you see when you go into the schools, and what do you guys talk about as far as, like, you know, I see, you know, some of the stuff you guys talk about is sexual abuse, sexual assault, and sexual harassment. And I know all three of those are different categories. Talk about, do you explain some of these things? Do kids even know that what they're doing is, I mean, obviously you think about rape, right? Rape, I think we all know what the line is drawn with that. But can you talk about some of the other incidences that fall into what you guys support that kids might not think is bad, or I don't know quite how to ask that.
Yeah, so as the director of our prevention services, my core teams, we focus on education. So we know that education is important, and that is where it starts. So we want to be able to catch our young, impressionable minds and be able to teach them things before an incident occurs. So we go into the schools, we talk about healthy relationships, we talk about consent. They actually learn the definition of some of these words they may hear so that they can understand exactly what it is that it is just something that we want to make sure that they understand the nuances behind healthy relationships. What is consent? How to talk to someone and communicate about what just happened to you. So we have our violence prevention team that goes into the schools that teach a program called Safe Dates. And then we have one that's called Love, All That and More. So again, it talks about consent, healthy relationships. We're able to be able, and that goes for friendships, familiar relationships, as well as partnerships. And so they understand what is healthy, what is safe, how to communicate, how to say no, those gray areas. If someone is not completely a yes, they understand that that's a no. So we do go into the schools in Delaware and Morrill County to talk about both that. We also do suicide prevention as well. So we build the trust with the young people in those two counties, Morrill and Delaware counties, and we talk about the different things that they can do or to help bystander intervention as well as advocating for themselves. So, yeah.
Do you see in your years of doing this, have you seen a change in particularly young middle school or high school kids with their knowledge of this subject now? Again, I can't speak for everyone, but my school, I don't remember ever learning anything about, you know, nobody came to the class to talk about consent or what was right and what was wrong. Of course, if you have a moral compass and you're a good person, you don't necessarily really have to worry about that. But do you see kids now understanding and as they progress and get older, they kind of understand some of these terms now and some of these situations?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so oftentimes we, like I mentioned, we're in Delaware and Morrill counties. So we usually start off in the middle schools with the young people. And so then we also go to do programs in the high school. So by the time they have the programs in the middle school, when they go to high school, oftentimes it's a refresher. And so when we come back, they're able to still answer some of those same questions. They're able to provide us with some of the same answers that we've given them in the middle school years at their younger ages. They're also able to provide us with some of the resources we talked about. So they, as they progress from the middle school age into the high school age, some of this information is for them is a refresher. And so as we have different activities, different engaging conversations, they're able to join in on the dialogue and be able to make those conscious decisions during the classroom time to kind of just do some thought thinking, role play, that's the word, role playing to kind of get through different ideas they may have. They ask questions. And so by the time they get to high school, it's kind of a refresher because now we've learned all this in middle school. We know what consent is. We know what healthy relationships are, those risk and protective factors that we talk about. By the time they get to high school, now they know exactly what is consent, what is healthy relationships, how to communicate with their friends, with their families about situations that may cause harm to them or someone else.
It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, and with us today on the show, Daisha Darby. Daisha is the Director of School-Based and Community Prevention and Helpline. Also with us, Christina Jones, Sexual Assault and Victim Services Director. Christina, I wanted to ask you, again, we talk about, the stranger danger kind of stereotype of this kind of thing. Is there a... Again, I think we stereotype the type of victim. Is there a typical victim of sexual assault?
Absolutely not. Anybody can be a victim of sexual assault or any form of violence. And, there's not a stereotypical, image that comes to mind. But anybody who is engaging in a relationship, as we see that most of these sexual assaults are occurring near or in the home. And so it could be intimate partner violence or even familial, abuse. And so that's why even this month, along with Sexual Assault Awareness Month, it's also Child Abuse Prevention Month. And just to kind of tag on, if you don't mind, with regards to what Daisha is talking about, as a former Title IX coordinator in a university, these conversations continue even into the university setting. The fact of what is consent? What does that look like? what are healthy relationships? And federal law actually mandates that those trainings are given to university students, because we know that sexual assault actually occurs most often between the ages of 18 and 24. And so these conversations are vitally important in order to protect our citizens, our community members, and making sure other people know that this is happening, that we're not ostriches living with our heads in the sand, but that we know actually where to go and get assistance. And so just to let you know, we have a partnership with OWU, Ohio Wesleyan University, and we're going to be partnering with them on their Denim Day coming up on April 23rd.
I was just going to ask you, what other activities will be taking place this month to mark Sexual Assault Awareness Month?
As I mentioned, I do the prevention services, and I have two teams. We also have a youth-led council, and so our youth will have tables at their lunch in high schools at some of our partnering high schools. Our youth council members also hosted a rock decorating competition to encourage their peers in the schools to consider the systems of support, and organized a Denim Day display where the young people can come write words of encouragement to survivors on the denim display in their schools as well. So that what, right there.
Why
is another
denim?
Way.
Can I? What's the significance of denim?
Yeah, so it's a story that where a survivor was accused because of her jeans. Being a tight-fitting jeans, that she was the cause of her sexual assault.
So you have that activity. And again, someone listening today that needs, that would like to talk with somebody, how can they get more information on this or any other of the services that Helpline provides?
Sure. We have a lot of activities, as you were mentioning, but just one that is coming up is a Denim Day at OWU on April 23rd. We also have be participating with a table and Kindness Rocks, a re-entry Morrow Community Resource Fair in Morrow. And we've had Teal Day, and we've been in Crawford County and doing a lot of things to just let the community know what resources are available to them and how to get help. And if anybody was experiencing a sexual assault now or in the past, they can always call 1-800-684-2324. That is our hotline, as well as our text helpline, to 898211, and somebody will be there to help them immediately.
Great. Hey, thank you so much, both of you, for coming on, and I would love never to have this conversation again, but we'd
understood.
Enjoy having you back to talk about other programs, other important things in our community that Helpline does. So anytime, and again, anybody out there listening, you can find this and more information at HelplineDelmore.org. That's HelplineDelmore.org. All the contact information is there. So, Bob, let's try it again next week, partner.
Appreciate all you guys do for our community. Thank you so much. We'll see you guys next week.
All right. Thank we'll you. See everybody next week on The Digest.